From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's a familiar sound after natural disasters. People using chainsaws to clear away fallen trees, that one in a damaged neighborhood in Athens, Alabama. The massive storms that generated a swarm of tornadoes devastated towns from Alabama to Ohio. Some small towns in southern Indiana have been obliterated. Rural communities in Kentucky are still cut off. Severe Weather Prediction Center forecaster Chris Broyles says more tornadoes possible today, but they shouldn't be anything like what happened yesterday.
There's a line of strong to severe storms from North Carolina down into western South Carolina and to central Georgia, where we expect maybe a tornado or two this morning. But that tornado threat should be fairly isolated and marginal.
Yesterday's storms killed at least 27 people in three states, but authorities fear the toll will rise. In the race for the Republican presidential nomination, voters in Washington State are caucusing today. The results are non-binding, but Amy Radel from member station KUOW reports from Seattle that this year's close race has still made for a lively campaign.
Washington's GOP precinct caucuses involve a non-binding straw poll. No national delegates will be awarded, but candidates have been visiting the state anyway. They're seeking momentum for Super Tuesday. Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul have all visited in the past few days. At Romney's rally in Bellevue, Washington, Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers urged people to caucus.
I want to ask, how many of you have never been to a caucus before?
Over half the people in the audience raised their hands.
This is your opportunity to cross that off your bucket list, okay?
The state's 43 delegates aren't pledged to a candidate until the state convention in June. For NPR News, I'm Amy Radel in Seattle.
Syrian troops are said to be shelling several districts in the central city of Homs again, where a Red Cross convoy carrying food and other relief supplies still being prevented from getting in. Britain's prime minister says the violence is akin to the barbarism of the medieval period. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that European leaders meeting in Brussels are vowing to pursue suspected war criminals.
The history of Homs is being written in the blood of its citizens. It is a scene of medieval barbarity.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will not get away with butchering his people. The European Union has just opened the way for the Balkan nation of Serbia to join the EU following the handover of its last major war criminal, General Ratko Mladic. Cameron told Syria to take a good look at Serbia.
20 years after war ravaged the Balkans, Serbia has turned a page. A reminder to brutal dictators everywhere that justice has a long reach and an even longer memory.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Brussels.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The oil giant BP has reached a deal that adds up to one of the largest class action settlements ever. The agreement settles lawsuits brought by more than 100,000 fishermen who lost work because of the Gulf oil spill, cleanup workers who got sick, and others who claimed they were harmed. There's no cap to compensate the plaintiffs, but BP estimates it will likely have to pay out about $7.8 billion. BP still faces claims by the federal government, Gulf states, and drilling partners. General Motors is temporarily halting production of the Chevy Volt. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the electric car has suffered from lackluster sales, despite a pitch this week from President Obama.
GM says it will stop making Chevy Volts for 5 weeks. Sales of the $40,000 electric car have fallen short of expectations, even though President Obama praised the car during a speech to UAW members in Washington earlier this week.
Even though Secret Service wouldn't let me drive it, but I like sitting in it.
Too many Volts have been sitting unsold on dealer lots, and GM says it wants to limit production to match sluggish demand. That means a 5-week layoff for some 1,300 employees at the GM assembly plant in Hamtramck, Michigan. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Major League Baseball is expanding its postseason format. Owners and players have agreed to add an additional wild card team from each league, putting 10 teams in the playoffs for the upcoming season. The plan calls for 2 wild cards in each league to meet in a 1-game playoff with the winner, advancing to the best of 5 divisional playoff round. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.